The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Diamondbacks front office focus with Wolf and Luke.
Yeah, we usually do this on Wednesdays, but the D-backs were playing yesterday at this time, Wolf, so a little bit tough to do the interview with Amiel Sade, D-backs senior vice president and assistant GM, so he was kind enough to join us today. D-backs an off day before they start a home series with the Red Sox. They're home for a while, Colorado next week and Atlanta next weekend as well. Amiel, thank you for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a little bit better than yesterday, so.
that's fair. We were talking before. It feel like we keep catching you after the tough losses, but the good news is you guys seem to win every other game between our interviews. So I guess overall, still a good thing.
Yeah, we've been a resilient team. So it's been nice that when we face some of these tough losses, we usually. I mean, a lot of times we don't have an off day in between, but. We just turn around and fight back and put a little winning streak together off of those losses. So hopefully we do the same with the Red Sox coming to town.
So talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Amiel. I like to parachute in from 30,000 feet. So talk about the status of the team right now, its strengths and its weaknesses going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it's funny because it's just so it changes. Seems like it changes every few weeks. You know, early in the year, I think our offense is carrying us. We weren't getting deep into games from our starting pitching. We were very opportunistic with runners in scoring position, and we were doing some things with the bat, and we still are. I think we've been carried by a handful of players when others slump. Guys like Gurriel in the last couple of weeks have picked it up, and Corbin turned it around. He had a mini slump. But our pitching in the last couple of weeks is really, the young pitchers are starting to settle in. We've gotten deeper into the games. Our bullpen's been really stable, especially from that big four, the back end with Castro and Chafin, Nelson, McGuff, that group. So it's been nice. I mean, we need to continue to, we get up 5-0. We need to continue to pound away and get some more runs in. Mm-hmm. But that'll happen. And I think as we've seen recently, in the month of May, our offense has really been consistent and steady. And we've been putting runners on base. We've walked a lot and our on base has really picked up. Now we just need to cash a lot of those runs in.
Talking to Amiel Sade. Amiel, you mentioned Lourdes Gurriel, and it's not like this guy came from out of nowhere. I mean, he's twice a 20-homer guy with Toronto. He hit .308 in 2020. He hit .291 last year, but when you guys got him, did you expect him to be hitting the way he is right now?
I think one of the reasons, and I can't remember if we talked about this after the trade. I mean, one of the reasons we made that trade was because of Gurriel. I think most people looked at the trade as Moreno and Varsho, and Gurriel, we just feel like is such a good hitter. So I think it's not surprising to us that he's hitting .300 and he's got a hitting streak. I think the power, he had 5 home runs last year. The ham, we were banking on just kind of the hand being healthy and getting some more power back. I don't know that we expected and anticipated, the power to come this quick. I think that he's just such a good hitter. He's done a great job of shrinking the strike zone. He's not swinging, he's never really had a big strikeout rate, but he's not striking out as much. He's walking a little bit more. He's swinging at pitches that he can handle, and he's driving them out of the ballpark. And so those are things that I'm not sure we anticipated would come this early in the season, but it's great they are, and he's been probably our most consistent hitter.
So Zach Davies getting inserted back into the rotation here soon, of course. Who do you think that might impact the most, some of those young arms?
Not sure. We'll have a decision to make when Zach comes back, and there's going to be a conversation regarding which one of the arms. But you know what? It's a good problem to have. There's not a blinking red light arm that we have to necessarily send out. I think these guys have all improved from the beginning of the year. I think we're starting to see stuff come back. Guys throwing more strikes, guys attacking the strike zone, getting more swings and misses. So it's a good problem to have, and good teams have good depth, and you know, we've had it with the position players, and now we're starting to see it with some of the pitchers.
Talking to Amiel Sade, Amiel, speaking of the young pitchers, Brandon Pfaadt now has a few starts under his belt and is at least currently lined up to pitch tomorrow against Boston. You know, a couple starts ago was probably his best so far, but I know it's early. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, I think last time I talked to you guys was his debut, and you know, he's just really it's tough on your debut to go out there and really try to pitch. A lot of times you get amped up and you want to try to blow fastballs by guys. And I think early on what we saw from Brandon was he was over relying on his fastball. He's got a really good fastball, but you know, he was just over relying on it. And I think now you're starting to see him mix pitches early. He's got 3+ pitches. You know, his fastball comes from a little bit of a different slot and has really good carry. And his secondary pitches, he can use at any time. And I think, you know, he's settled in pretty nicely. He attacks. He's not afraid. He throws a lot of strikes. You know, we saw him in the game versus San Francisco where he went out and punched up the side the first inning. And I think he's got some swing and miss stuff. And he's still developing as a major leaguer, which I think all these young starters do. But he's not backing down from challenges either.
So can you tell us, Amiel, the competition, it's interesting. You pointed to that with some of the pitchers. Of course, you've had it at the position players as well, but you've had competition throughout. How much of that do you think has to do with your record right now?
I'm not sure. I mean, I wish I had an answer to that. I do think guys want to all be in the big leagues. And I've talked about this for a year. I think the best part about this group is they all came up together and they're all really, they all compete against each other, whether it's the outfielders or whether it's the group of pitchers, but they're all really, they all know they're going to be on a team together one day. And so they all root for each other too. I think competition, you know, it makes you raise your game. You know, these guys are the highest competitors. I mean, they're the best competitors in all sports. And to know that you might lose your opportunity if you don't perform, you know, it makes these guys want to perform and plan better. And so I do think it's part of it. I don't know how much of it has to do with our record, because there are other areas that, you know, Zach Gallen is going out there and pitching at a Cy Young level. And, you know, he wants to win every game, obviously. And you know, his job is not in jeopardy, so to speak. So, but I think competition helps in every facet.
You know, we talked to you, and Mike brought this up a lot last year as well, that you can never have too many outfielders. There was a good chunk of last year where your outfield was Alec Thomas and Dalton Varsho and Jake McCarthy, and now here we are. It's not that far later, and your outfield the other day was Dominic Fletcher, Corbin Carroll, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and it seems to be working pretty well for you. So I guess you have to be pretty happy with the outfield depth the way it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think in every team that has young players, there is a it's a bit of a cycle. You know, you run through guys a lot of times until players kind of establish themselves. And you know, like we saw with McCarthy and Thomas, they struggled a little bit in certain situations, in certain areas. They go down to AAA, try to get themselves back going. Both of them are hitting really well right now. Fletch came up, gave us a spark. Obviously, you know, he's played very well for us, and you know, Corbin and Gurriel are, you know, I mean, they're two of top 15 or top 20 in OPS in the big leagues. So we've been fortunate to have some of that, and you know, hopefully it'll continue, because I think having that success from the outfield, and they're all pretty good defenders too, and having that success from the outfield is a big reason why we've had a good record so far.
Yeah, you know, do you think this is sustainable? Right now, with the guys you have, the pieces you have on this team, Amiel, do you think this is sustainable the rest of the way?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't see why it's not. We have really talented players. We have a great coaching staff. You know, we have players. We have star players. I mean, you know, I think you look up and down the league, and people would be, you know, whether it's the Corbin Carrolls or the Zach Gallens that we talk about, we have star players and you know, Walker and Gurriel and those guys that are really performing at you know, high levels, and Cattell. You know, I don't see why it's not sustainable. And this group believes, you know, it's a It's a group that I think we've talked about this enough. It's like they fight back every time they go down, but you never really think you're out of a game. And that's a really important quality from a good team.
You know, it's such a surprise, Amiel, right now to see this team playing at the level that it is. I know it might not be a surprise, of course, to you guys right there. So are you tired of people like me asking you if it's sustainable?
I understand the skepticism at times. I mean, it's driven by youth, and sometimes you don't know what you can get. You're going to expect right. out of young players. And I always say the most dangerous thing are the team with a team of young players, because they've never experienced the tough losses the way right. some of the veterans have. And they go out and they play with reckless abandon. They're like, we're down 5-0. We're still going to win this game. And I think other teams have to be cognizant of young players, because they have energy and they have youth and they want to win every game. So I think I understand, because the last couple of years haven't been great here, but you know, hopefully we're turning the corner, and this mm-hmm. is a group that we're going to see, you know, for the next 3 to 5 years together.
Well, Amiel, we appreciate the time. Good luck against Boston, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.